That cheerful voice on the phone would be Annie Dugan this morning telling us where we can find art. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I know where you can find photographers.
There are photographers out and about in this beautiful weather. There's also Adam Swanson. He is one of the one of our Northlands recognized artists, and he is having an exhibition at Zeitgeist Arts Cafe that opens this evening. He also has a show opening this week at the Eagle Center, so he is very out and about. Adam has just bright, beautiful pops of color in his work that just you can't help being filled with joy. But what I love about Adam's work is he has this underbelly that you don't get right away when you look at something of Adam's, and then you have it and you sort of start to think, oh, he has maybe some darker sides that are creeping in there. And this work is certainly, the work at Zeitgeist Art Cafe is sort of it's looking at art and science, and specifically the extinction that we are all in currently, and looking specifically at animals that we are losing, and calling attention to that. So these bright beautiful colors maybe have a deeper message as well.
And then, of course, he'll be down at the Eagle Center in Wabasha, Minnesota, where they've been seeing eagles all over the place down there. And that will be kind of a hopeful thing,
right.
Of course.
Yes. Whenever he brings us down, he also brings us up.
You know, Adam's one of – Adam does something kind of interesting, too. I've been to an event where he painted a picture during the event. And
yes,
that seems like kind of a, I mean, you don't see a lot of artists doing that. Have you had the opportunity to talk with him about that and get a little insight?
I have. And actually, it's funny that you should say that, because this Thursday he is doing it. And I am talking, he's doing it for the Duluth Community Garden event. He'll be painting live during that Art of Local Food this Thursday. And I will be speaking while he is painting. So it is going to be sort of a 1-2 punch. I'm going to be speaking about the connection between art and agriculture. Culture is right there in the title. When we think of agriculture, and we often think sort of these two hats are totally different, you know, the farming hat and the art world. And Adam is a artist that really embodies both. He and his family live very sustainably. They try and make all of their consumables either themselves or they trade for them. So he's living a really interesting, sustainable life, and artwork is sort of part of that and very much intertwined with that. I mean, when we think of art and farming, I think there's a lot of connections, but observation is a really, really big one. And really trying to use your observation skills to understand the world. I mean, if you are a good farmer, you'll notice how plants are growing in different parts of your farm. You'll notice the topography. You'll notice things about how to nurture these plants. If you are a artist, you'll notice things about the world, and you'll notice how to create work that celebrates or questions or engages with what we're all trying to figure out as human beings. So Adam does that really, really well, and you'll see him paint live on Thursday at the Art of Local Food event at Clyde Iron. And you can also hear me yammer on about art and food and sort of my path to both of those things and how I've been able to integrate them both in my life. So it's sort of an all Adam week this week.
Well, it's kind of an all A. It's like an A
it's
week
a,
this
a,
week
yes,
because it's Annie and Adam
a game on.
And the Art of Local Food and art as usual.
Yes. Oh, and actually Karen Anderson, she has a show at Lakeside Gallery. I love Karen Anderson. She is a watercolor artist, and she does the show at Lakeside is it's all snow in watercolor, which is a really challenging thing to do if you think about it. I mean, if you think about watercolor, you know, what your white tones are. It's you know, it's sort of leaving the canvas blank and letting that become the positive space. It's a brain twister. So it can be really beautiful, and Karen does it really, really well. So it's all snow and watercolor. Karen has done an amazing thing in the community. She has really been a champion for learning from each other. So she helped organize a monthly watercolor event where people come together and paint together for the day. It's a potluck lunch. They share skills. So each month a different person shares a skill. So she's been really a great educator as well, and sort of an organizer in the fact that we can educate each other in art. So I'm definitely excited to see Karen Anderson's work at the Lakeside Gallery. And I also want to mention, if folks are farther afield, Mick Rosty Art Center has absolutely been killing it with amazing shows. And they have a First Friday Art Walk every first Friday of the month that they've really done a fabulous job of engaging the community with and engaging the business community, the people. You know, it really is sort of the time to go out and see and be seen kind of feeling. And what I love is they also have artists talk about their work. So it's not just, I mean, I think a lot of times people get, you know, oh, I'm not a social butterfly. I don't really feel comfortable going out. But you know, it is part of a way to develop yourself as an artist by seeing other shows. And so if you're a wallflower, you can go on these art walks and then go and hear the artists speak. So John Cold is having a retrospective. Jeffrey Hansen has a show about color structure. The art walks are 4 to 7, but the artists speak at Mick Rosty at 6 p.m. So if you're up in Grand Rapids area, definitely check that out either this first Friday or any first Friday of the month to enjoy art in our greater Minnesota areas as well.
There's a reason they call it Greater Minnesota, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's not by accident.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Annie, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll have a chance to schmooze with you soon, all right?
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays, right here on 103.3 KUMD.